Hi there, this is Sammy with ESP Lab and Spiritual Science, and we're getting started on our monthly conference call, and we want to welcome you and hope you have a good time, because fun is kind of a core principle of ESP Lab, and so we want to have some fun today. And so our theme today is Magic is Alive. And, of course, there are those who would say that magic does not exist. And they would say that the creation of the universe and the stars and all within it is an act of science and a big bang or two. And there are others that know that life begins in the spiritual realm and then translates into the material realm. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And we invite you to share your good energy. So let's start with a blue light meditation. And just think of the blue light. And here in Colorado today, we have a wonderful bright blue sky. And in some of other places, we have a wonderful bright blue ocean. And the sky and the ocean are both symbols of infinity and that creative aspect of the universe that is based in your throat chakra in the rainbow of you. So as you focus the light in your throat chakra and then let it expand outward, filling your entire aura and then into the entire universe with the sparkling blue light of positive transformation and creativity and good energy. So, for March, we are staying with the powerful freedom-seeking creative strength of the blue light of healing life peace with protection. So let us celebrate and have fun as we experience the living light of the bright blue sky and the infinite blue oceans in tune with the power personalities of Zeus, Diana, Athena, Thor, Marduk, as well as Shiva. Let us tune in to the infinite powerful nature of the blue light as we experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new life with the power of the sparkling blue light. So let us make this our third or extra light attunement period for each day of March 2015 and know that we are all uplifted and helped by participating. To play with us, let's just find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax and focus our attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks. Know that there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its electric blue fire color and continue. I feel the blue light flooding my aura and being with its love and super cleansing, healing growth and strength. With spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, psychic, spiritual and material plane growth. With laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra fun and love. Let this great energy burn love and laugh away, purify and or completely annihilate anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life. Let us accept good cheer, good health with celebration, charisma, and success. Let us each one now be filled to the happy, loving, overflowing point now, and gladly share our good by directing the energy to flow out to today's conference call participants and our special night light members with all of the participating ESP laboratory and through each one of our personal experiences to our ESP lab. Let us feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the great energy flows back to each one of us as we say, we are thankful for sharing the light. I'm going to talk just a little bit about magic versus science. Our world is filled with both. The scientific is the more material aspect, while the magical is the more spiritual aspect. Right now I see a big fat magpie on my front porch thinking about gobbling up some dog food kibble. And so where did that magpie begin? Where did life begin? Now, if you look at ancient history, every culture that ever existed has a spiritual side, including the Chinese, which even though the official government may not like talking about it, you have all kinds of religious perspectives among the Chinese going back to the I Ching and Lao Tzu and Confucius and many great sages of philosophy. So the point for me is, are we living in a magical world or are we living in a scientific world or both? I am a person who is a scientist who was very interested in biology and chemistry and to some degree physics. And my perspective is that we are spirits in a body rather than we are bodies with a spirit. And there is a distinction. And the distinction is that our spirit exists first. Of course, not everybody believes in reincarnation, but I do, and I believe in it because I have, you know, direct personal experiences with it that are relevant to me. And of course, the Druids would say knowledge of who you have been in previous lives is relevant to who you are in your current life. So it is helpful to get a peek every now and then in terms of your who you have been on the way to who you are now and who you will be in the future. But once you leave your physical body, meaning with death, you know, you still are alive as a spirit that is beyond time. In any event, you know, to many people, magic is something that doesn't exist, just like there are those who think that prayer doesn't exist or that prayer doesn't work. But for me, magic is central to my perspective on the reality of life. Like right now we've got little pink peach blossoms on my dwarf peach. Well, that's a miracle. Of course, my cousin the scientist would say, oh, that's science. But in any event, science has never been able to create the spark of life. It's something beyond science's ability to do. In any event, why is it relevant that you have a magical perspective? Well, we can sometimes feel that we are each one the victims of the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. And we can forget that our mind is a magical mind, that it is like a divine creative computer that shapes our reality in the direction of our thoughts. So the way I count is everyone is either a conscious or an unconscious magician. An unconscious magician may not acknowledge that there is such a thing as spirit, that prayer can make a difference, that your focused thought with intention coupled with spiritual energy can affect reality. They may be lost in the confusion of the material world in which we live on a planet that has a tendency towards a negative charge in terms of all the negativity that's spread on the news, in the media, in country-to-country relationships, in how some humans treat other humans or humans treat animals. So we have an opportunity, each one of us, to grow beyond the material understanding. And Al Manning, our hero, our founder of spiritual science and the ESP Lab, would say, if you have enough faith to try, you have enough faith to accomplish. So with me, years ago, I had been a little down on my luck materially. I had lost my restaurant, and my various partners had taken things that hadn't that they weren't entitled to, and I had an interest in a company that was bankrupt. So I was had been the year before quite fat and sassy, and then now I had had a change of fate, and I was a little down on my luck, and I was wondering how I was going to pull myself up by my bootstraps. And I mention this because it's related to my initial exposure with the ESP lab. And right as I was sitting there saying, well, you know, I used to have a restaurant, an herb company, a convenience natural food business, and now I've got $27 and staying with a friend, I was wondering how I was going to get out of my situation. Well, a friend of mine brought me my first Al Manning book, which was Helping Yourself with White Witchcraft. And I said, well, this is interesting. I wonder if it has a chapter on abundance or how to increase your cash flow or whatever. And I turned to the chapter that talked about how to make prosperity powder. And I said, well, this is interesting. As an herbalist, I know that cayenne boosts your circulation and it boosts your immune system, and that garlic is a blood purifier, and golden seal helps your immune system work more efficiently. And so I had a lot of knowledge of herbs. I was a partner in an herb company and had a big warehouse in downtown San Diego that was full of herbs. But any event, I had been interested in some of the spiritual aspects of herbs. So, you know, to put it quite simply, everything in existence has a vibration. It has a good vibration, a bad vibration, a neutral vibration, good and bad vibrations, but everything that we experience on the material plane has a vibe. And so each person you come into contact with has a vibe. And every type of herb has its own vibe. You know, you say, well, I might want to get my adrenaline pumping. I think I'll have a cup of coffee. Or I think I want to go to sleep. Maybe I'll drink some hops tea or drink a beer that has some hops in it. So every herb has a different type of vibe or quality, and it stimulates a different kind of response in each person. So this was different. This was what are the metaphysical applications of herbs? And so the basic idea was that Al in his book identified that you could make a magic powder, and it was a prosperity-attracting powder. And, you know, you could make it with herbs that were sacred to the earth that had the vibration of prosperity or money attraction. And I found that very interesting. And so the herbs, the two main herbs were sandalwood and cinnamon. Cinnamon is an herb that, in addition to having blood sugar management properties, one reason they sprinkle it on cinnamon rolls and whatever, it also had the property, as far as, you know, ancient cosmic magical people, of money drawing. So cinnamon is kind of a standard ingredient in money drawing powders. So another ingredient was sandalwood. Sandalwood has the energy of opulence and protection. And so so I just followed his recipe, which was mostly sandalwood and cinnamon with a little frankincense in there and a little bathroom towel to stretch it out a little bit. Now, the vibe that was put into the prosperity powder was joy and happiness and love and communion with the nature spirits, specifically the gnomes whose dominion is the material earthly reality. So if you think of the universe from a magical standpoint, it's made up of earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. And each one of us, as a microcosm of the macrocosm, is made up of earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. And each of these realms, for example, the realm of air, is the realm of thoughts and the mind and ideas. And so that elemental that is the ruler of that plane of existence are the zephyrs. While the water spirits are undines, the fire spirits are jinns or genies, with the earth spirits being the kingdom of the gnomes. So anyway, the powder was made up. You then had a little party with the gnomes, asked them to come and be with you and share the joy and share the fun. And, of course, Al might have had some type of alcoholic beverage that he was sharing with the gnomes as well. But the idea is to make it fun, and that, of course, is a keynote within the magical system that we used in the ESP lab. So anyway, I said I would try it. You know, I got my ingredients. I stirred it up. I looked at my planetary hours. I did it on Thursday, Jupiter's day, on Jupiter's hour, made up my first batch, and I was going to go meet with a bunch of my friends who were homeless, on welfare, on disability, on unemployment, but nobody had a real job, and everybody was a little down on their luck. And so we were going to have a little meeting, and we were going to, you know, since it was a bunch of flower children types, we were all open-minded and also loving the earth and nature, which is kind of a prerequisite for, you know, earth magic. So anyway, at the end of their meeting, I said, let's have a circle and let's all put our wallets in the middle of the circle and let's all dance and sing to the gnomes and trolls and let's create a new wave of prosperity, which we did start here on the first day of spring, and we did have a rainbow in the sky here after the little ceremony. So we're feeling like our prosperity magic is going the right direction. But in any event, we had our circle, and everybody started dancing, singing, and getting into it. And we were like, everybody had some prosperity powder, and it was all blowing in the air and over the wallets. And we chanted, our words have power as of old, so here is now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring some silver and bring some gold and bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now have fun with me and dance with magic magically. Treasures bring most happily and as my will so mote it be. So we got into it. We were laughing. We were singing. We were jumping around. And we felt like we had, and we had our candle lighted. Our candle just reminding us that we're connected to the light of the universe and the light within. And had fun with it. Well, you know, so I noticed that two of the people who were the most disadvantaged got the first immediate benefit. And one gentleman, you know, he was broke, had no place to stay, had no job. And in the next week, 7 days later, he got a letter in the mail saying, you know, we turned down your insurance claim 2 years ago, but we changed our mind and we're going to be sending you $6,400 in the mail in the next 30 days. And, of course, this was 1977, so $6,400 was a lot of money then. In any event, he did get his money, and he did get a job, and he became a foreman, and he did get a place to stay, and it seemed to happen almost instantly after the prosperity blessing. So anyway, another gentleman, he had also some good fortune. I said, this stuff works. I'm going to try it again. And so I kept trying it. And, you know, one of the places we tried, we had written some grants but never had been funded, so we sprinkled some prosperity powder over the grants and took in almost $500,000 in 2 years and hired 36 of our unemployed friends to do solar demonstration for the school systems and used that grant money to start the first solar school in San Diego. And Governor Brown came down and pressed the button to start the solar house. We did ecological demonstration for the school system and had fun while employing people and doing good works. Well, you know, the herb company owed me $10,000, and they were overdrawn $15,000 on their checking account, so they couldn't pay me. So I said, well, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to tell those people I'm going to need to do a prosperity blessing in the warehouse. So, again, it was a open-minded group, and so we all danced and sang through the 30,000-square-foot warehouse and declared, you know, prosperity rolling in for the herb company. Well, the next 3 months were the highest gross sales in the company history. The accountant, the next day, his father-in-law came in and said, son, I know you've been having a hard time, so I've decided to buy you and your wife a brand-new car. which he did receive in the next 30 days. An employee was walking down the road 3 days later, found a wallet with no identification, a saying from a master of the seventh ray, and a $100 bill. And since the company had the highest gross sales in its history for the next 3 months, they started paying me back $100 a month and all the herbs I could use. So I said, this stuff works, and I said that I would stop using it when it stopped working, and that was 1977, and this is 2015. So I've been making Prosperity Powder successfully. Just in the last month, we had three people write in to the lab saying, oh, that Prosperity Powder is fantastic, you know, and I won at the casino, and here's the tithe from my winnings, and so on. So basically, it's magic. Now, another way of describing the Prosperity Powder is it's a physical prayer that is constructed with the intention of bringing prosperity where it's sprinkled. In any event, if you don't believe in magic, you don't believe that's possible. If you are open-minded and say this is a magical universe, which to me, everything is magical. I mean, the trees growing on the side of the mountains is magical. The blue sky is magical. The birds flying is magical. And I'm also a scientific person. And so back to the Prosperity Powder. I made my first batch as a scientist by saying, well, you won't know if it works unless you try it. And that's what science is all about, is say you wonder if something works, you have a theory, you try it. If it works, it's now science. So in the context that we're the spiritual science church, we do have a scientific attitude toward prayer and manifestation. But in any event, I wanted to share some of that with you in the context of, to me, magic is a central part of every day. And what is magic? Well, magic, one aspect of magic as a human being who is the crown of creation, who is a microcosm of the macrocosm, that each one of us is a miniature universe in our own right, that we have the power to create and shape our reality. Now, the truth is, from my perspective, that we all have that power whether we know it or not, and that we continuously shape our reality by our thoughts, words, and deeds. And if we're a giving, loving person, we are planting the magical seeds of giving and loving, and we're going to reap the harvest of giving and loving. If we're a person who has focused on the downside to the point that it is a negative rut that we are conditioned to just reinforce by another, oh, woe is me, we will find, like Al has said, that what we give our attention multiplies. So magic is all about multiplication. So there's unconscious magic and conscious magic. Unconscious magic is the kind of magic that we do every day as we drive down the road and we curse somebody because they took our parking spot. Well, that unconscious magic has an effect. That person can be harmed by that negative energy being broadcast in their direction. So Al would have an attitude that we have to exercise, when in doubt, exercise, and we need to clean our auras in the same way that we wash our clothes, because our auras become cluttered with unconscious thought forms and energies from both within and without. And part of it, of course, is related to our environment and our programming, which is just to say that the subconscious, on a psychological level, will accept as truth anything that you tell it three times in a row. So if you had a parent who was saying, you know, you're nothing, you're never going to be nothing, you never was something, you were just nothing, it's hard to get over that, but you can do that by reprogramming your mind for success. And how do you do that? Well, you basically understand that psychological principle that what you tell your subconscious three times it accepts, and you say, I am unique, I am wonderful, I am extremely exciting, I am unique, I am wonderful, I am extremely exciting, I am unique, I am wonderful, and I am extremely exciting, and suddenly you are programming your mind in a direction that you're going to be a positive, successful person. So that unconscious magic is the way that we allow our mind to roam around and be in charge and watch a TV show and get depressed or, you know, that's all unconscious. Conscious magic, on the other hand, is the prosperity powder is an example of it, in which you want to use your magic mind, your divine creative computer that is part of the universe and connected to spirit, to create and shape reality. And of course, since you have the freedom to choose, you can choose a positive reality or a negative reality. And I'm talking about not just for yourself, but others. Because when we curse others, it has a negative effect. And of course, if you're a witch doctor and you're of course cursing others, that curse may be more potent than a person who just unconsciously curses someone because they have trained their minds and their spirits in a direction to shape reality. In the ESP lab, we're dedicated to white magic, which is the magic of creativity, creation, love, abundance, freedom, health, prosperity, good energy, vitality. And so in our world, we take that magical understanding when we seek to push our world in a better and better direction. So, any event, that's just a little, you know, magical wrap. And we're going to get ready to switch into the ceremonial side of our conference call. And but before we do that, I'm going to read my editorial from the newsletter, and it's called Peace Protection Now, Persevere in the Blue Light. Our daily lives provide regular challenges, even for those of us living a charmed life. Tell me about it, you may say. We have to raise the price of our aggravation, raise above the pain and negative thoughts, and know the situation is just water off a duck's back as we choose to return to the light again and again with positive magical phrases to help changing our mental channel to a higher spiritual vibration. So use your ESP lab magic to help you get through it all. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause me no alarm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets me free. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send electric blue to me. Heal my body and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, send the light that sets me free. Use the Rama Agni chance to sweep away the things that harm and then heal your body and affairs. You can also personalize the chance by changing Rama Agni to Madre Grande or Higher Power or God Almighty or Mama Isis. Use the chants daily and memorize them till they play a constant song in your head. This is a good thing for you to do right now. When you use the electric blue light, know that the power of the blue light is infinite. It will work for you to bring healing to yourself or anyone in need and to bring true creativity into your every understanding. You can also charge your aura with the blue light as you turn to the amazing transformative power of Shiva and change your situation in an instant. So I'm working on our, you know, May newsletter right now, and actually I almost have it finished. And the editorial is written by Al, and it's a commentary on why bother with spirit guides and spiritual teachers when you can go directly to God. And he was saying that, you know, sometimes it helps to start with someone other than the president if you want to contact someone in the government. But, you know, and that, of course, is a paraphrase. The point is that we live in a multiverse, and the multiverse is full of power personalities, some positive, some negative. The positive ones are willing to help us as long as we are oriented in a positive, growth-oriented spiritual direction. And so Rama is one of the divine incarnations of Vishnu, I believe. So in the Hinduism, you've got Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, and Brahma and Vishnu and Shiva take turns incarnating as divine avatars. And so Rama was a divine incarnation of Vishnu 5,000 years ago and a world teacher, but he was considered to be a demon slayer. So Al, as he approached his personal brand of religion in an eclectic fashion, would review all of the religions of the world and take from them as he saw fit. And the question is, does it work or not? Well, Rama is a very powerful name. To say the name of Rama is to scatter negative demons in a snap of a finger. So, you know, even when we don't understand what these names mean, by just trying to use them, we get in sync with magical forms that are effective. But in any event, in the lab, we are eclectic. We look at all the religions of the world with no dogma, and we do tend to follow the direction of Al Manning's teachings in his 23 books and his 11 correspondence courses. So now we are going to switch gear. So get your little piece of paper ready with your prayer on it. And you can hold it in your hand, and you can warm it up with your own creative fire there. And what we're going to do is we are going to create a crossroads of light within a circle of spirit. And I'm going to ask each one of you to participate, lending me your minds and your magical minds. And as you share with me your own spiritual energy willingly and freely, let us see us connected through, I believe, all the callers online and the people here at the sanctuary are all in the United States of America. This conference call line is harder to access out of the country, but we are hoping to expand our communication systems in this new year. But let us begin our magic ceremony knowing we are one circle, one mind, as you have shared your magical mind and your freedom to choose with this circle of light. So reach with me with your divine creative energy to the lands of the East, to the magical lands of fire, and invoking the fire into our circle, saying, "Welcome, East." And reach with me with your minds to the lands of the West, to the lands of ideas and divine knowledge and the lands of the air as we say, "Welcome, West." And then let us reach to the vast treasuries of the earth, to the green growing garments of the Earth Mother, to the treasuries of gold, silver, platinums, rubies, diamonds, and pearls, to all the material things of the earth as we bring that into our circle and say, "Welcome, South," and let us reach to the great north, the lands of healing waters, to the land of the subconscious, to the magical realms, to the blue light of healing, and let us bring that energy into the circle saying, "Welcome, North." Reach to the sky above and say, "Welcome, spirits of the sky," and reach to the earth spirits beneath our feet saying, "Welcome, spirits of the earth." And I now declare that we have created a crossroads of light, love, peace, and joy, and we invoke the Mother of the Universe by her thousand, thousand names to dance in our candle flame. We invoke the light so that it may be more present here with us. We ask that the light fills this room and this circle with purification, and we light some sage in the flame, knowing as the sage burns and the smoke rises that our circle and each one of us are purified on seven planes of reality. Now I'm going to offer my prayer, and if you have your little prayer bowl, you can join with me, or if you're here in the sanctuary, you can add your prayer in one at a time. And my little prayer is, let there be light, love, peace, and joy with prosperity for me and all of ESP Laboratory. So mote it be. And now I'm going to burn up this little prayer, and I'm going to declare it again. Let there be light, love, peace, and joy for me and all of ESP Laboratories. So mote it be with prosperity. Let there be light, love, peace, and joy with prosperity for me and all of ESP Laboratory. So mote it be. And we're lighting our prayers here in the sanctuary and invite you to do it in your home. Those prayers are burning now. And we know, as these prayer burns and as the smoke rises, we know that the Mother of the Universe hears our prayers and abundantly fulfills them. And for this, we give thanks for all who help. So mote it be. Now we're going to offer up our chalice of water. And we are going to hold it up to the divine creative energies of life, life, and joy. And we're going to say, in our own way, we're going to invoke the Mother of the Universe, she who is our mother, she who has created the stars and the universe, the ever-expanding, unlimited universe. We invoke that universal all into this chalice of light that we may share with the Mother and her positive creation, with all sparks of life that love us. Pour forth your magic into this cup that we may share it with you. And then we're going to add the old magical words, Azechini. We're going to do that three times. Azechini. And one more time. Azechini. And now that's Native American for magic water. And so now let us drink the water. Saving just a little bit to share. I have a lucky bamboo here, and I have a money tree. And I'm saying, share with us these magic waters. So now, we're just going to bathe in the light and the love of the cosmos, of our Mother who made the stars. Let us feel ourselves being held in the arms of the Great Mother, our Mother, Mother of the Universe, Mother Nature, Mama of Magic, and more. And let us just absorb that cosmic loving energy into our being. And now we're going to declare, it is done in togetherness. It is finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with great Mother Nature, the positive sparks of life, and it is so. So mote it be. And now, I'm going to extinguish this candle, which is a symbol of the great light. But as we extinguish it, let us know that it is only a symbol of the greater light that burns within each one of us. That concludes today's conference call. I'm going to turn off the recorder and then be available for a question or a comment. And that's if I can remember how to do it. All right. Thank you for coming, and blessed be.